ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
7:45, quarter till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. We all know, I think, by now what happened with Amazon and AWS yesterday. But as Carlos Perez joins us now, Director of Security Intelligence at TrustedSec joins us, I think a lot of people know Amazon from, hey, I want that. You order it and it shows up at your doorstep and they don't realize about AWS. So with that, we welcome in Carlos Perez. How you doing?
Doing good.
Tell me what happened yesterday and then we'll go from there.
Okay, so what happened was that AWS had a small glitch with their DNS service. So DNS is domain name service, which is the way that you put in www.amazon.com, and that turns into an IP address so you can communicate. So it turns whatever name you have registered in a simple manner into the IP address for communications. And IP address is the way that most computers communicate in the internet. That system had a glitch. And that glitch, what caused was a cascading effect in multiple services as it relates to their data centers on the East Coast. Given that many industries out there have set up all of their services on that data center on the East Coast and have set that data center and its services as dependencies, even if they are in other locations or across the globe. That cascading effect actually costs all of those services to be affected.
So this is kind of like the middleman that translates what you type to get you to where you're going?
Correct. You can think of it as a phone book, where you go into a phone book or your contact list and you have a name, and that name then turns into a phone number that you're able to then reach out to the person.
Is there any indication that anything nefarious happened here, or was it just, as you say, a glitch?
It was just a glitch. So what happened is that a lot of people, when they are setting up, In fact, let me bring it back. When we were talking about cloud services, a cloud service is where you're using somebody else's computer to save money. So in other words, Amazon has set up multiple data centers across the U.S. and the globe where you pay them money to use those systems and they administer those systems. In addition to that, they have ancillary services that they provide. So you don't have to manage and set up those services. They just go like, hey, here, use my Dynamo database service. So what happens is that a lot of people rely on that. A lot of businesses and companies rely on those services. And those services use that phone book or that contact list to be able to talk internally across each other. So what happens is that when that specific area failed, all of those other applications that depended on it in the background also failed. But what happens when you have multiple failures and you have a large amount of failures that you cannot manage, then you try to move that over into another data center or somewhere else. But given that that service is so critical and the workload is so large, when you design those failures, those transitions, you're expecting, oh no, I want to transition 50% of my workload. I want to transition 20% of my workload, but never 100%. So they never thought that they would have such a failure in the background of cascading effects where one thing led to another, that then the service trying to bring itself back up just made it worse.
I'm going to try not to injure myself here, Carlos, but was it hardware or software, or do they know?
Software.
Software.
All of it was the way that you can figure everything out.
Okay. So this was a design flaw that revealed itself?
This was a, I would say, a series of design flaws and bad practices. Many times when we configure all of our different services, we look for single points of failure. So I'm going to spread my workload in the, let's say in the U.S., between the East Coast and the West Coast. Mm-hmm. What happened is that a lot of this companies, when they set up all of their stuff, they went like, you know what, to save money, I'm just going to keep it inside of the East Coast region, and I'm just going to do all of my load balancing or just all of my redundancy across that region, because I would never expect Amazon to have a full region fail. So it was a series of bad assumptions with bad design.
By the app operator, not AWS?
By both. Oh. In the case of AWS, they never thought that DNS would be such a critical point. And then by the app designers that were designing all of this, they thought, wait, I never think Amazon is going to have this type of large failure, so I'm just going to keep most of my eggs in this same basket.
Okay.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me take a break. I'm going to let my eyes deglaze. We're talking to Carlos Perez, Director of Security Intelligence at TrustedSec, about the AWS outage yesterday, 751, 9 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 7:58, couple of minutes left with Carlos Perez, Director of Security Intelligence at TrustedSec, talking about the AWS outage yesterday. Who primarily was affected, Carlos?
So we have multiple financial organizations, both in Europe and the U.S., that were affected. Among them, for example, Coinbase. We had Slack, we had Snapchat, and we have many others that were also affected that run their services in AWS.
So is this money that was lost forever, or is it just a pause and then business resumes as normal?
It is just a pause and then business resumes, but the money that you were not able to earn during the period with your customers is something that you may incur some losses, as customers may not come back Or there may be issues where you need to refund a customer because of services were not provided.
So what did WHO learn from this, and how do they prevent it from happening again?
So Amazon learned that their DNS service needs to be improved, as well as their backend services, to be able to handle this type of outage and to make it more resilient. And customers learn that they need to improve the way that they set up all of their applications and their backends, so they're more resilient and spread that load, not only across multiple Amazon data centers, but also look at other services like the ones provided from Microsoft and Google. Right now, the biggest problems we have is that when it comes to cloud computing and cloud services, we only have three major players that most of the industry uses.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. Carlos Perez, Director of Security Intelligence at TrustedSec. Hope that helped you understand what went on and what hopefully will not happen again. Bruce Shenelson joins us as we come back. We'll talk about the Middle East peace agreement and what's going on there, what could derail it. Then we'll talk to Jeff Nowak about the Saints. A lot coming up. Stay with us.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.